De Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op is de Public Knowledge Center en Public Workshop for Clothing and Utility Textiles at Zuinkogerland. It has been in existence since 2029. It was founded by the only four people on the island who still had knowledge of textiles and clothing construction, only 2 years after the worst thinkable flood. The Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op is responsible for the development, design, manufacture and maintenance of everything that is worn on the body at Zuinkogerland. The Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op also provides for all other parts of a wardrobe, such as shoes and clogs, headgear, body-bound transport carriers, extra protection, life jackets and ritual clothing, such as the bridal corset and the death chemise. In her early years, the Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op focused on collecting basic knowledge about textiles and sewing techniques. This was done on the basis of literature research, imported books and manuals from the mainland, and digital sources that were still available on the internet. They went through trial and error by cultivating fibers on the island, for example by planting flax for linen. In this way, the Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op developed knowledge and expertise about the processing of fibers, about spinning and weaving fibers to make thread and fabric, about making vegetable leather from coffee grounds and native mushrooms, and on processing second-hand materials into clothing, including remnants of industrial mass-produced goods from before the worst thinkable flood. In 2041, when the greatest textile shortages were over, partly due to better flax harvests, the Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op formulated their ideological manifesto for clothing and household textiles. The manifesto states that clothing and clothing production may not cause damage to the living environment, biosphere and society. The Zuinkogerlander guideline for suggestions for body textiles, in Dutch called Leidraad, has been observed to this day. According to the Zuinkoger Leidraad, textiles and clothing are a basic necessity of life. So these, just like clean water and air, healthy food, shelter, education and healthcare, can never be a product or a service that makes a profit. Clothing is essentially intended as clothing. Personal character and social function govern style and form, not wealth and status. Thrift and reuse have more prestige than extravagance and exclusivity. A garment that lasts 100 years in daily use, with invisible and visible mending and adjustments, is more valuable on Zuinkogerland than a similar garment made of imported silks with precious metals and gemstones that lies unused in the chest. Anything unworn or unused, apart from seasonal clothing and spare parts, is considered undesirable on Zuinkogerland. Ritual clothing, worn only once or a few times, such as the bridal corset and the death chemise, is managed by the Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op. The Zuinkogerlandse Textiel Co-op uses a number of categories for the degrees of necessity of clothing. As follows. 1. Necessity. 2. Luxury necessity. 3. Necessary luxury. 4. Heritage. 5. Ritual. 6. Luxury. Design principles. 1. Zero waste pattern design. The available material is the starting point, not a pattern or an idea. All of the material is used, with no or just a little amount of scraps as leftovers. 2. Modular design for good replaceability and mending. 3. Functionality, but still enjoyable personal design and emotional design. The design of clothing touches the soul but not the greed. 4. Circle, spiral, stripe, animal and plant figures, traditional Zans. 5. Soft transition between parts, gradients. 6. Everything goes in three, based on the three unity of sun, moon and earth, but also from the old idea, one in the wash, one in the chest, one on the body. Materials. 1. Plant materials. Linen, hemp, jute, linoleum, paper, rag, cardboard, wood, cotton. 2. Animal materials. Wool, silk, fish leather, hair, feathers, shell, bone. 3. Mineral materials. Clay, stone, salts, glass. 4. Synthetic materials. Non-degradable plastic. Non-recyclable synthetic parts from second-hand clothes and consumables from before the worst thinkable flood. 5. Special materials. Electronics. 6. Natural dye materials. Roadside plants, wild plants, weeds, roots, peels, and waste of seasonal vegetables and fruits. Bacteria. Jantinobacterium lividium. Mordants. Mud, sludge, sediment, iron, alum, soda, rainwater if acidic. Colors. Green, blue, yellow, black, and mixed shades. Gradients of colors symbolize soft boundaries that slowly merge into each other, in accordance with the view at Zaankogeland that everything is interconnected and interrelated. 7. Making process. Low-tech making process. Basically, everyone should be able to provide for their own clothing needs. The Zaankogelandse Textiel Co-op offers children from the age of 5 an education in sewing by hand and, once their hands are strong enough, with a machine. High-tech making process. All people at Zaankogeland receive lifelong lessons and support in difficult techniques, such as certain dyeing methods and embroidery, and for complicated technologies and tools, such as computers and digitally controlled machines. Crafts. Highly specialized and sometimes ritualistic actions for very specific items of clothing are carried out by craftspeople with specialist expertise. For example, for making the local headdress known as kaper and wooden clogs.